the instance of suicide has increased dramatically over the past, you know, several decades.
At a minimum, she was somebody who cared deeply about others, about her fans, and she wanted to help people. And I cannot imagine that she would not have wanted her family to be very open and honest about how she chose to end her life, if in fact she did. Something super uplifting and fun for this Chicks on the Right deep dive podcast. Unfortunately, because of recent events, namely Naomi Judd apparently committing suicide, that's not the words that have been used to describe what happened to her this past weekend. But because of that, we thought it was probably worthy to have a discussion about the use of the word suicide, the recent stats about suicide, and things of that nature. But before we get to the heavy duty stuff, let's tell people some good news, which is that right now, MyPillow is having a total buy one, get one extravaganza-thon. And that is super exciting because if you love MyPillow products like their sheets, their towels, their bedding, their robes, their slippers, their kitten fur technology moccasins, if you love all those things, it is now buy one, get one for free on all of those items and more.
You know, my favorite is their travel pillows because I like everything miniaturized. And that is a miniaturized version of their pillow. And you can put, I have two in my car. My daughter uses them all the time when we go to like early morning practices. And we travel all the time to go to like swim stuff. And they are the greatest thing. They're like just a small version of the regular pillow. You guys, the travel pillows are the best. They're my favorite thing. So I'm just throwing that in there. They're the greatest. Yeah.
You can see the full list of all the things that are on the buy one, get one offer if you go to mypillow.com/chicks. No matter what you order, you will also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book for free with your order. So it's a great time to stock up mypillow.com/chicks. Or if you prefer to go old school and give them a call, you can do that at 1-800-875-0513. Okay. So for those people who may not have heard, although I suspect that's a very tiny number of people who have not heard, that Naomi Judd, famous for being part of the Judds duo and also for being the mother of Ashley Judd in addition to Winona Judd, unfortunately passed away this past weekend. And the statement released by her family, meaning Ashley and Winona, was, and I quote, "Today, we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. We are shattered. We are navigating profound grief and know that as we loved her, she was loved by her public. We are in unknown territory." So that obviously opened up a lot of questions, like, how do you die of mental illness? What does that look like?
Right. And we were texting each other back and forth because I'm like, I don't understand that. Like, because it used to be that you would say this person, you know, committed suicide. Honestly, those are the words that people would use, is you would say this person committed suicide. And that was that, right? Nowadays, you don't say that. You say this person died by mental illness. Okay, well, what does that mean? So it made me question whether or not she actually did commit suicide. Did she? Because I was like, I don't understand. And I asked you that and you're like, well, I don't want to say that she did. If that's because, I mean, it's sort of like, it's all semantics, right? It goes back to the whole semantics have changed so much over the years that, and then you kind of take a step back and you're like, well, how did she die?
How does one die of a mental illness if not by suicide? I genuinely have no idea.
I don't either. But I'm surmising. I mean, I'm just coming to the conclusion that she did die because of something that was self-inflicted. Right. Yes? Right?
Well, I mean, this is the problem. And so even if Ashley and Winona thought that they were somehow doing the right thing in terms of being sensitive to the topic of suicide, I feel like they did, and I'm just going to say it, I feel like they did a huge disservice to the public because they had to know that that would raise all these obvious questions. And every study that you ever look at ever shows that talking about suicide does not lead people to it. And so in fact, it's actually helpful. And it would have been, I think, more helpful for them to say, our mother took her own life. If you are feeling this way at all, please call this number. Please call the suicide hotline. Please get help. I mean, it would have been a way to open up that conversation. And I feel like they've just created all of this, these giant question marks. And why? What was the point?
I totally agree with you. 150%. Yeah. I have a daughter-in-law who's a social worker, as you know. And, you know, she's, whenever it's suicide prevention awareness week, month, whatever, she, and just even when it's not, if she knows of somebody who has committed that, she's like putting out the number for the suicide hotline. And we have it here. We can actually, you know, share it today before we get off of this podcast. I want to make sure that we give people the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, because it's important to share that with people. And I think that is, it's important to talk about it as well. I think everything like that, like let's, for instance, this may be a terrible comparison, but I know you're the same way.
I want you to give it to me because I'm going to put it up on the screen.
The number is 1-800-273-TALK. 8255. 1-800-273-8255. So it's 1-800-273-TALK. And that's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And this is the thing. And we'll get into a lot of stats and stuff like that. We'll talk about like how this is, I mean, the instance of suicide has increased dramatically over the past, you know, several decades. But like, here's an example that may not be the best analogy, but like when it comes to drugs, I constantly talk to my kid and kids about drugs. We talk about it openly in this house, very openly about drugs and alcohol. And none of my kids use drugs or alcohol. I mean, like every once in a while, I know that my 32-year-old drinks a glass of wine, you know, but I mean, it's not, but drugs and alcohol are just things that my kids just don't use because we have been very adamant about talking about drugs and alcohol in our house. So, I mean, I just feel like if you talk about it, I'm just saying, it's one of those things where the more you talk about things and the more you're open about things, I think that is a good thing. You want to make sure that you keep that level of discourse up as up as possible. So I think that's what you're trying to get at when it comes to suicide, mental illness. Like it's when it becomes a taboo thing, when you want to suppress it, I think that's bad. And I think with the semantics thing and not calling it what it is, which is suicide, that's not good. You know, you want to, it's like, I don't know why it's like the label of what is it? I'm not sure why they're trying to take a label off of it.
Some people are saying that they're doing it because they want to specifically address and talk about mental illness. They want to bring awareness to mental illness, which is fine. No one is suggesting that they not mention, I mean, I feel like that kind of goes without saying. If you are a person who takes your own life, clearly mental illness was a factor. People who are healthy mentally do not take their own lives. So I feel like this is just dancing around the word. And I don't understand why we're doing that now. Although I see it happening all the time when you see people using the word unalive, or I've even read, and I get this point. I do get this point that saying, that people prefer to say this person took their own life versus saying they committed suicide, because the act of committing something that ends in IDE adds like a criminal element to the act. And I understand that people don't want it to sound like they've done something criminal, but getting so into the weeds about the word itself. I don't know why we have to do all of this, you know, why we have to dance around issues and words the way that we are. It just is so weird to me.
That is so this generation. It really is this generation. Yeah. And I was telling you, like, even, you know, I was thinking about even musicians and songs that had suicide in it. Like, if you look in the 80s, there's, you know, like U2, The Police sang about, like, that song, I Can't Stand Losing You. I guess you call it suicide. But yeah. I'm too cool to, you know, they talked about suicide. Radiohead talked about suicide. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne and his songs talked about suicide. A lot of 80s artists, 90s artists even talked about suicide. Not a lot talk about it today. And if they do talk about it in their songs today, they call it something else. So you're onto something here when you are talking about this and how semantics are really, it's like, remember James Taylor, that song Fire and Rain? That song Fire and Rain was all about his friend Suzanne's suicide. Remember that song?
Yeah.
I love that song. That song.
Wait, I thought that was about a plane crash. I did not know that it was about a suicide.
I read that it was about his childhood friend, and it was about her suicide. I didn't know. I thought it was about a plane crash too, but it was actually about his friend's suicide. Suzanne Schneff, I think was her name. Hmm. And she committed suicide. Yeah. So, I mean, like there's like music like is really interesting across the years. If you look at people, of course, in Fire and Rain, they don't talk about suicide, but I'm talking about like other musicians will say the word suicide, like in 80s and 90s, they say the word. Now they don't, it's not as blunt. They don't say it. If they do sing about it, which isn't as often as I don't think that they, you know, they did more in the 80s and 90s, they don't say the word. They just, yeah. It's just sort of like an underline. They just talk about it in a different way. I think like Billie Eilish had a song.
She says, I want to end me. That's how she talks about it. And that's just one example. All of her songs are super, super dark. But that's just the one that jumped out at me right when you said her name is when she says, I want to end me.
I don't listen to her. I figured you would know the song. Yeah, but I read that she doesn't say the word. She just talks about suicide in her song. It's just really interesting how it's different now.
Well, and we need to get a little bit more into the stats. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody quickly that if you are interested in just expanding or diversifying your financial portfolio a little bit, and you've always heard about and thought about investing in gold, but haven't really known how, we recommend using Acre Gold, because Acre Gold allows you to subscribe on a monthly basis with either $50, $100, $250 a month to earn bars of gold. And then as you do earn them, they come to you in the mail and you can store them in your safe at home. So it's actual, physical, tangible gold that you can hold. If you're interested in checking that out, you should. We recommend it. GetAcreGold.com/chicks.
Chicks. Chicks. So stats. So in June of 2021, so we're talking almost a year ago, the CDC reported a 51% increase in suicide attempts among teenage girls. So, you know, speaking of Billie Eilish, right? The surge in teen suicide is just one example of the it's basically the collateral damage from the lockdowns. I mean, let's just get real. It's from COVID. This is a COVID result, right? This is what you get when you lock teenagers down. And it's, so we're seeing a lot of high school girls come into the emergency room after suicide attempts, and then more suicides. Suicide rates increased 30% between the year 2000 and 2018. So if you think about that, is a lot. That is a lot. So why is that? Well, of course, it goes back to mental health, of course, but it's still suicide. Still suicide.
Well, and one stat that doesn't get talked about enough is that it's primarily, I mean, yes, the stats that you just gave are on the rise, and that's horrible, especially for young girls, but always the people who are most likely to commit suicide are white men. And so, and that's for all kinds of reasons. A lot of those are vets. But white men are the ones who are, they have like a 70%, they're 70% of all suicides are committed by white men. And so there is something, you know, I know Jordan Peterson talks about that a lot, right? Where he's constantly fighting about this whole power of the patriarchy. And he's like, really? Because who's out on the oil rigs? Who are taking the super dangerous jobs? Who's more likely to commit suicide? It is white men. Is that really a stat that women want more of? They want more more matriarchy? Is that what they want it to look like? Because that kind of comes with that territory.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Ma. Yeah, I mean, it is. It is interesting. They said that in 2020, suicide was among the top 9 leading causes of death for people ages 10 to 64. It was the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 14 and 25 to 34. The second leading cause of death for people aged 10 to 14 and 25 to 34. Think about that. So, I mean, like that's freaking crazy. It's like, and that's why it kind of, like, I really feel like it's one of those, it's a health issue at the point, you know, when it increases 30% in 18 years, it's a health issue. I think it is a health issue. I mean, granted, we talk about COVID and, you know, it's like Fauci gets out there and he's like, ah, COVID, lockdowns, blah. It's like, okay, but what about this issue? Because I mean, people are out there killing themselves. Yeah. I feel like that. And mental health is a huge, that obviously, you know, like you said, they go hand in hand, because healthy people that are healthy in their brains are not going to just kill themselves.
Right.
So, you know, so the mental health issue is a public health issue. You know, there's a lot wrapped up in that. So why are we talking about that crap? Why aren't we talking more about it?
Fauci never mentions the collateral damage, ever.
No, he never, we never talk about that. You never see that guy talking about suicides, because he knows it. Well, he knows he was responsible for a lot of that, because he was responsible for the lockdowns. But you don't see, you know, people from the CDC getting up there talking about this problem. And how, you know, it is a public health issue. And what we need to do to pump more money into that and into mental health. I mean, instead they're like, give me more money for COVID. It's like, seriously? Because, you know, it'd be really nice if we could pump a little bit of that money into the mental health issue that we have in this country, which is rampant, you know?
Yeah. And the weird thing too about the whole, I mean, just going back to the Naomi Judd thing really quickly, is that she was so vocal about her own thoughts of suicide. What, like a year ago, she was giving interviews. She wrote a whole book about her own suffering with depression and how she had suicidal thoughts. So I feel like she, at a minimum, she was somebody who cared deeply about others, about her fans, and she wanted to help people. And I cannot imagine that she would not have wanted her family to be very open and honest about how she chose to end her life, if in fact she did. Again, I have no idea how one dies of mental illness if they do not take their own life. I have no idea. Somebody's going to have to educate me on that, because I don't get it.
And she was pretty raw about her mental. Like she would get on the I saw her on a television show. I just saw a video of her where she said, listen, I wouldn't get out of bed for 3 weeks. And I mean, I did not exercise personal hygiene. And so for a Hollywood icon, like a country music icon, to say that out loud saying good for her is probably not the right thing to say, but good for her.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Because a lot of those people wouldn't have the, you know, the humility and the wherewithal to say that out loud. They would fake it. They would absolutely fake it. And they would be like, oh no, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I'm just, everything's wonderful. I'm awesome. Everything's wonderful. And I'm totally together. And my life is awesome and perfect. But she was like, no, my life isn't perfect. I'm basically like, on any given day, I'm falling apart and I am suffering depression and I can't get out of bed, you know? And so, and she's like, and if I'm going through this, you could be going through it too. If this has affected me, then God knows it can affect you too, because my life's pretty charmed. You know, I mean, I've got money, I've got fame, I've had a successful career. So if depression can affect me, it can affect you too. And, you know, props to her for getting out there and doing that all those years and for, you know, opening herself up like that. I really do give her a lot of credit.
Well, and her daughter did the same thing. I mean, Ashley Judd, who, you know, I cannot stand with the fury of a billion suns. She has also been very open about her own mental illness and that she has sought help for at these extended care treatment centers or whatever. So of all people, I would have thought that she would have been more sort of forthcoming about what happened instead of just putting this giant mental health label on it. It just was so odd to me. And then what was even weirder is that this goes back to you saying how weird our culture is and how careful everybody's tiptoeing around certain words. Someone said in response to Ashley Judd's tweet that with the statement that I read earlier, someone responded and said, oh my gosh, I loved the Judd so much. I loved your mom so much. I'm so sorry to hear that she committed suicide. And that person got pounced on by other people for not offering a trigger warning in advance of using the word suicide. And I thought, well, how do you do that on Twitter? Do you say trigger warning, suicide, and then still mention exactly what you just mentioned? Like you're either saying the word or you're not. And so I don't know how that person got in trouble for not putting a trigger warning on it, but this is how insane we have all become.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to put a trigger warning on that. What do you even say? Or what do you say these days? What is the word? Is it unaliving herself? Is it taking her own life? What is it? What is the alternative expression to suicide? What is it? What are we doing? What are we doing now?
And who's writing the rule book?
Right. What is it?
Because I cannot keep up.
Right. Because at the end of the day, she is no longer here. Mm-hmm. She is no longer here. And I'm assuming it was a self-inflicted thing. She did that to herself because she had mental illness. So why can't we just call it what it is and then educate each other about that and then try to help each other and fix the freaking problem? I mean, this is just, it's dumb. It's so dumb what we're doing as a society. And a lot of it is just this, you know, watered down bullshit semantic stuff. It's not helping. It's not helping anything.
It would be far more helpful to talk about it. Not talking about it and making people tiptoe around it is the absolute worst thing you can do, in my view, because then you're immediately attaching even more of a stigma and you're saying it's a verboten topic. Well, right. Then how is anybody going to feel comfortable about getting help if they feel like, oh God, that's an off, you can't say that.
Right. It's like, I always say to my daughter, like if a Jimi Hendrix song comes on the radio, you know, she'll say, Mom, who is that? And I say, it's Jimi Hendrix. And I love him. He was fantastic. What happened to him? Well, he died because he had a drug overdose because he was a freaking idiot and he used drugs. Don't use drugs. You know, he basically killed himself with drugs because he was a brilliant musician, but he was a total idiot personally. Mm-hmm. And I'll say that stuff to her. And you know what? I hope that makes it so she never does drugs because right. And every time somebody like that comes on or somebody comes on television that like a star, a celebrity, and I'd be like, that person was a brilliant comedian, but how did that person die? Oh, Jim Belushi. I'm sorry, not Jim. John Belushi. John Belushi died because he, you know, he took too many drugs. Mm-hmm. He was an idiot. Brilliant comedian, but, you know, killed himself with drugs. So don't do drugs. You know what I mean? This is seriously. And that's like, I'm very blunt with her. She's 12 and I was blunt with her when she was 10 about this kind of stuff. And in her brain, she knows, she equates the two, you know what I mean? To me, because it's like, you don't mince words.
I remember showing my kids, you remember when you and I were on the radio and we would tell stories about crocodile?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
It turns your skin green.
Yes. And you, yes. I would show my kid all the, he was probably what, like 7 or 8? And yeah. I was showing him pictures of what happened to people's skin who used it. Because I was like, this is what marijuana will do too. Because I was like, I don't want him doing any of the drugs at all. So I just like put the fear of God in him about it. And now he thinks anybody that does drugs is so dumb. Because he's just like, why would you ever risk it? Why?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like, this is the thing. And I always tell her, I'm like, an athlete, don't do that. You're an athlete. Don't put that shit in your body. You know what I mean? So this is the thing. So this, I feel like just being blunt and saying the things is more helpful. You know how blunt I am anyway, but I mean, saying the things is more helpful. It's not helping anybody. So if there's somebody out there who is, you know, feeling that way or feeling like, you know, they're on the brink of doing something devastating to themselves, it's not helpful to say, well, mental health did this to her, as if it's some sort of animal over here that did it to her. And it wasn't something that she, because then they're confused and they're like, wait, what? What is she did? So is what I'm feeling similar to what she did or what? I mean, they just need to say what happened. And then maybe that person can feel like, okay, well then what should I do? Because then they feel some sort of a connection to her or they won't. I just feel like it's confusing for the person that actually has the mental illness.
Absolutely.
Just be blunt and then tell them, here's the number. Here's the number that you need to call, which we have at the bottom of our screen. Here's the number that you need to call and then talk to somebody about it because you're not alone. Because if she can go through it, you can go through it, kind of like what she said. And I think you're right about that. I think you're right about her probably wanting to be blunt too, because my God, she said all the things. She said all the things.
And so has Ashley. This is why I just find it so bizarre that was their statement. I will never understand that. And speaking of being blunt, another way to avoid ending up looking like you may have had too much stuff put in your face. I'm not naming any names, but we've already named her plenty in this particular podcast. We have already named her plenty. You don't have to put stuff in your face, you guys. All you need is Genucel. And the best part about Genucel, you've still got time ahead of Mother's Day this weekend to go to genucel.com/chicks for up to 50% off. You can also join their rewards program. They have a best-in-class rewards program for an extra 10% off your orders. They've got 2-day free shipping, which means it's perfect for Mother's Day. If you're listening 2 days in advance of Mother's Day, which you probably are, you should absolutely take advantage. Genucel.com/chicks. It's our favorite, especially loving that ultra retinol product of theirs. Their cream is amazing.
I love their retinol so much. Their retinol is the best. And then I had a friend, I just sent my mom's best friend from Dallas. She's, 78 years old, sent her home with the microdermabrasion. She just wrote me and she's like, oh my God, this stuff is like the best stuff ever. So you're never too young. You're never too old to start using GenuCell, you guys. It's the best stuff ever.
That is right. Well, hopefully next week. In fact, I know next week is going to be a much more lighthearted, inspirational topic because we're going to have Shannon Bream on the podcast.
So excited.
So that'll be a lot more, it'll uplifting. Be a more positive and uplifting topic. Yes, for sure. But I felt like we had to address this.
We do need to address it. And listen, we really do mean it. If you're feeling like down or blue or whatever, you're not alone. Call the hotline or talk to friends or Like join our insiders group. I'm not even kidding. Like if you need it, if you feel like I'm alone, there's nobody that's conservative that I know. There's nobody that is, I need a friend or I need a group of friends. Join our insiders group because those people will pray for you. They will love you. They're like your instant group of best friends. We have a really great insiders, our locals group. I mean, I'm not even saying that to try to sell you those people. I'm just saying like, we've had a lot of people who have come in who have been like down and out and on hard times and they come in and they're like, oh my God, I found my people. So they're great groups of people to get in with, our locals and our insiders. You can find our insiders obviously on Facebook and then locals at chicksontheright.locals.com. So there's that. And then where else can people find us?
Visit us at our website, chicksontheright.com, and on really basically every social platform, we're at Chicks on Right. So you can find us there. You can also check us out on YouTube, and you definitely need to make sure that you're putting us right in your tool belt and subscribing to this podcast, that you're telling your friends to subscribe to this podcast. Send them the link, make it easy on them, and encourage people to listen, comment, leave us a review on the Apple iTunes podcast platform. We always appreciate that.
Great, great, great. You guys have a fantastic week and we will talk to you next week.
Bye,
bye everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Hi everyone, Steve Hilton here. You may have seen my show, The Next Revolution, on Fox News, but did you know about my podcast, California Rebel Base? I live in California. I suffer, along with millions of people, the consequences of the left-wing madness that we get shoved down our throats all the time by the Democrats who've been in charge here in what is pretty much a one-party state. Well, I've started this show, California Rebel Base, to fight back, to be a platform for all the rebels who are trying to change things and turn things around. And the reason it matters to everyone, wherever you live, is because, as we know, the left-wing madness that starts in California does not end in California. It can infect the whole country. So we need to fight back. To help us do that, make sure you join us at California Rebel Base. You can follow us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to have you part of this movement.